This is Michael from the RPG Academy podcast, the flagship program of the RPG Academy network, and you're listening to Redemption, part of the RPG Academy network, and we are damn proud to have it.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system.
Hey everyone, this is Kendall. As a between-season break, we're bringing to you for the next couple weeks our live recording at Acatacon 2017 with some of our Patreons. This game happens right about the same time as the end of Season 3 in the timeline, but with the side characters that you've already met, including Burita, Essek, Ilar, Reese, and some new faces. So settle in and enjoy the episode.
Hey everybody, this is our special episode from Acatacon. We have some special guests on, and we'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Danny Neri, and I am playing Burita Tazi.
I'm John, and I'm playing Ilar.
I'm Richard. I'm going to be playing Reese Amersu.
And I am Justin, and I'm going to be playing Yas Karen.
And I'm Kendall, as usual. And not as usual, I'm going to be playing Dallin Call, a Miri Allen pilot and gunslinger.
And Mike is here. He's going to be helping me do some NPC voices. So the camera opens up as we see a Hawk 290 light freighter dropping out of light speed over the planet Tula. The camera follows the ship as it lands on the planet. We see the landing dock open up, and we see several refugees leaving the ship. The last refugee that is leaving the ship, we see the camera actually zoom in on it, and we see...
Yas is a Mandalorian. He has a suit of mostly gray, but it has some black accents on it and a red mesh underlay. So if you think of Jango Fett, it'd be instead of like the purple with the steel on top, it's black steel and gray, and then the purple is red.
All right. And we watch Yas walk off the ship and start heading up the tunnel. The camera comes back over to the ship, and we see the pilot coming off.
Dallin, or Dal as he's called to his friends, is about 6 foot tall Miri Allen. He's got the green skin of his race and a set of geometric diamond tattoos across his forehead that you can kind of see when the wind blows. He's got kind of bushy, dark brown hair that blows back from his eyes, tends to fall in it when it's not. He's wearing the classic smuggler's trench coat. And when wind blows that back, you can see he's got a pair of pistols on the hips.
The camera follows the passengers and stuff as they move up the tunnel and into the temple. In the temple, we see a husband and wife greeting people as they come in.
The woman is a middle-aged Duros, and she's pretty damn hot.
And next to her, we see a tall, Duros, middle-aged man. And they're greeting people as they come in. As the pilot passes by them, we see... the pilot stops for a moment and gestures to two Twi'leks, and they're talking about repairs that need to be done. And we camera kind of zooms in on the first Twi'lek.
Ilar's a beige-skinned Twi'lek, which is rare. He's got on a sort of a tactical vest, which there's many pockets that have different mechanical-looking things. And he's got this backpack he's wearing over one shoulder. And there's inside of this backpack, there's like a nice little data pad that he uses to do a lot of his hacking. And he's got a pistol, too, now.
And the camera pans over to the other Twi'lek that's next to him.
So the other Twi'lek standing next to him is a green-skinned man who is fairly tall. He is missing half his right leku, and his right arm has actually been replaced with a cybernetic prosthetic, and he looks like he's actually lost a bit of weight since the last time that we've seen him. But it doesn't look like he's been working out. It just looks like he's sort of haggard and his eyes seem a little bit sunken. And he's wearing sort of a mechanics jumpsuit that looks like it's seen better days for sure.
And the ship took a little damage, a meteor storm that wasn't on any charts. Just dinged it up a little bit. Something the pilot wasn't expecting and couldn't anticipate. So they're kind of discussing the repairs.
We don't have a lot of things here we can repair with, but we could probably get some hull plating. I think it's mostly the systems that took a little bit of damage. The shield generator overloaded for some reason.
I can certainly take a look at the systems.
I don't know what we've got here, but repairing things isn't my specialty anymore.
We can talk to Essek and Verita. They're over there greeting the refugees here in a little bit.
All right. So who are they?
It's kind of hard to explain. I think Darla's really the one in charge, but they're the ones who hired me to go and fetch more people back.
Right. Well, we'll see what we can do. Ilara, you want to break out the equipment?
Yeah, I'll get on it.
Yeah, I'll show you where the spare parts are.
Excellent.
As you guys start to exit out, the camera jumps over and we see Verita standing next to Essek. And all of a sudden, Essek just grabs his head and starts kind of thrashing around a little bit. And he just starts screaming, you know, no, out, get, no. And then he stops, stands up completely straight, reaches over and grabs Verita's pistol rather quickly and points it straight at Darla. What do you do?
Now, honey, I don't know what you're thinking, but this isn't the right moment for that. We aren't playing games.
Make a perception check real quick.
All right. That is 5 successes.
Awesome. As you're saying that, you notice his eyes aren't red right now. They're currently glowing this really odd green kind of glow.
Well, what in the galaxies is wrong with your eyeballs?
He is walking straight at Darla, gun pointed, and there are people currently in the way. Actually, everybody else, what are you guys going to do?
Do we see it?
Absolutely.
So Reese is going to just bowl people over. He's a tall guy. He's a big guy, even if he's a little on the thin side now. But he is just running full force towards him and screaming for people to get out of the way and just bowling people over as he tries to tackle him.
Okay. Make an athletics check. It's just going to be an average check.
So that's going to be no successes and a threat.
Okay. As Reese is kind of running forward, there's a woman that accidentally gets in his way, and he kind of ends up kind of tackling her and kind of bumping past Verita and Essek.
Well, Mandalorians like their gear and their toys, so Yas actually has a whipcord launcher on his wrist.
Okay.
And he's going to attempt to disarm Essek.
All right. Sounds like a ranged light attack.
You hear Verita yell, "Don't hurt that gun! It's my favorite one!"
What's the difficulty?
Just a one, because you're in short range.
3 successes.
All right. Go ahead and narrate how it looks when you...
So he just sees Twi'lek bowling people over and get kind of stopped up a little bit, recognizes that there's danger, and just goes straight out with his arm and it launches out of his wrist and wraps around the barrel of the gun. He just pulls it into his hand.
Okay. The gun is flying towards you.
Ilar would have been Reese's wake. And as he gets stopped, to try to get through what was holding Reese up to tackle Essek.
Okay, just make an athletics check. Difficulties 2.
That's all kinds of bad. Oh, just a 1 threat is what the result is.
You try to push past Reese and unfortunately get tangled up in his legs. And now you two are kind of almost wrestling with each other.
Poor woman.
Same team.
The camera catches sight of Dal as this all kind of happens simultaneously. I'll pick the gun up off the floor and walk it over, hand it, like flip it in my hand, spinning it on one finger and handing it to Burita.
Okay.
Well, thanks, darling. I knew you'd save that for me, both of you. Now let's do something about him because his eyes are all crazy-like and I don't know what is going on.
Has he got some sort of disease? It looks like some sort of, you know... Poodoo eye.
A poodoo eye? I thought you only got that if you pass gas under the covers or something.
No, that you get it from Wookiees.
Oh.
Essek is
same thing.
Currently walking still towards Darla, Darla's looking very confused, and people are running all around her, and she's trying to calm people down. And now he's basically got his hands out, like reaching for her.
We should probably do something about that.
Essek, I don't know what is going on with you, but you better stop and... she runs over there and smacks him across the face.
Roll a brawl check. Let's make it 1, because he's not really trying to resist at all. So just 1 purple dice.
Okay, so what? This cancels out that, so that is 2 success.
Okay, you slap him across the face, and he actually just falls to the ground and starts kind of shaking his head and looking around.
Why?
What color are his eyes now?
They're back to being red.
Did you do some drugs or something? Because you just got all crazy.
Floor, why?
You crazy!
She slapped you. Because you were going all nutso.
Come on, honey. And Verita's going to try and help him up off the ground.
He looks visibly confused and very shaken.
Oh, sweetie, I didn't mean to slap you like that. But your eyes, they changed color, and then you tried to kill Darla. You should apologize.
He looks over towards Darla and visibly looks upset and kind of hangs his head down low and just walks towards her with his hands out. And she comes over and, well, what's going on? And she's looking at you.
He had a moment.
And she looks back at him and he just, memory, no.
Dal looks at the Mandalorian. That was a moment?
Griffin moment, if you ask me.
Nice shot, by the way.
Thank you.
Darla, I don't know what happened there, but his eyes, they changed to crazy green, and then he just started acting that funny. I've never seen that before. They're always that beautiful shade of bloodshot red.
Well, what? They turned green?
They turned green.
Oh, no. And she looks at Essek. They must be trying to reestablish control.
What?
Essek just grabs his head. No. No.
Both guns come out from Dal, and you can see that he flicks them both over to stun, but that was the exact thing that Essek did before he went loopy a minute ago, so he's, like, eyeing him very warily. Darling, you may want to step back.
No, we're not going to kill him.
Stun, look.
All right.
It's glowing blue, so you can tell.
I got nervous.
So
that's fair. My gun usually glows blue no matter what it's set on, but it is set
to stun.
So, at this point, Rhys and Ilar have disentangled themselves from this poor woman, and so they, like, get up, and in the process of doing this, have managed to, like, knee her in the side and everything, and so they, like, try and help her up, and they're watching all this go down, and they think everything seems to be okay for the moment, and Rhys just kind of looks at Ilar and is like, really? You think this happens all the time here?
Man, I hope not. That's going to be very distracting.
I don't know if this is going to be a safe place.
Well, from that display, it really doesn't appear to be, Rhys. What do you want to do?
We don't really have much choice, do we?
I suppose not.
Flip one of those dark side points over for me. About that time, Rhys, you feel a little hand slip into your hand. And it's a very familiar hand, as it's your daughter. And she looks up at you.
Daddy. You need to help that man.
What do you mean?
Whatever he needs, you need to help.
And he just sort of looks down at her and then just sort of picks her up, actually. She's getting a little big for that, but, you know, he's still a big guy. And he just holds her close and looks over at Ilar. And he doesn't say anything, but there's sort of that very slight nod that says, okay, we're going to do this.
Ilar has a very uneasy look in his eye as he sort of takes in that whole scene. And then he nods a little bit and actually just drops his face like something is bothering him about this whole situation.
And Shuri is in Rhys's hands and she reaches over and put her hand on Ilar's shoulder.
It's okay. I know I'll be safe here.
And then she looks over towards an older woman that's walking around with a kind of a staff in her hand. And she's kind of hunched over and Shuri just says,
I know that she's the one that's going to help me. You just go. Do what you need to do.
Hello, I'll just look at Rhys.
Okay, baby girl.
And then Shuri gets down and walks over and holds her hand out to the older woman, and you see them walk off into the temple. And you have this strange kind of feeling like she's going to be okay.
After she walks away with the older woman, I pick up my backpack and put it back over my shoulder. Rhys, I don't want to talk out of turn here, but I just don't like that. I don't like this idea.
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna...
We could keep her away from it. Look, it's not my daughter. She's my niece. I know I don't have a lot of say in what goes on, but you're just gonna leave her here?
She might be safer here than with what's about to happen. You know that. I don't want her involved in this any more than you do, but if they find out what I'm doing, if they find out what we're doing, she's never going to be safe anywhere on Ryloth.
I can't argue with that. I'm sorry if I was out of line.
Come on, let's go.
Okay, and then the camera comes back over to Darla and Essek and Verita.
Well, who is trying to repossess him? I never got the full story on that. I just knew that his mind control and went might have killed some people, which these things happen.
Well, it seems that a group of Dathomirian witches had used their evil sorcery to control his mind and have him try to assassinate a senator.
Well, no other woman is controlling my man. We're going to go set them straight, because if someone is going to pull his strings, it is me.
Well, I would really appreciate that, because he's turned out to be quite the handyman around here fixing things.
Really?
Yes.
It was not that handy. I will take care of it. I haven't used my pistol in quite a while anyway. And I just think some help might have just flown in.
And Dallas over there talking quietly with Yaz. They're talking weapons, and all of a sudden, Dal just kind of stops.
Did you feel kind of a cold chill just now?
And he turns and looks, and Verita's staring at him.
Hi, boss.
Yeah.
Well, I think the stars are aligned, because you just happened to fly in at the most perfect timing.
It was Yaz here who kind of saved the day there, so...
Yeah, Yaz. Nice to meet you. That was a really nice shot there with your thingamajiggy. You saved my gun. I mean, Darla's laugh. That was great, too.
And Essex's life. I mean, the guards might have done something.
Yeah, that's true. Nice job.
Yeah, it's a good thing somebody stepped in.
Yeah, you brought two Twi'leks with you? Were they doing something?
Oh, yeah, they're here. Oh, hey, there they are. Hey, guys, where'd you go?
Ilar would turn away, sort of like half embarrassed. Kind of defer to Reese.
I have a question for you. Was that some kind of like Twi'lek maiden ritual that you were doing on the ground there?
Excuse me?
Well, like Reese, you were tumbling around and...
It's probably just...
Is it a cultural thing?
Probably.
Okay.
It's all right.
All right. I've never actually met it. Have you? Okay.
No.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Reese.
I'm Verita, but everybody calls me V. Well, some people do. My close friends.
Hi, Verita.
And some of us who she pays.
That's true.
I'm Ilar.
Hi, Ilar. Nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you.
So that wasn't what I saw. It wasn't like a courting thing.
I think they're just friends. They were going to help me fix the ship. We ran into some meteor damage.
This is actually my brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. That would be weird.
That would be really weird.
Yeah. Not unheard of, but weird. All right. Well, I think I need your help.
Well...
But this might not be the place to talk about it.
First, can I get an explanation on what's going on here? I just showed up and all of a sudden I'm saving people's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't we go inside and talk about it? Looks around, there's people around. So let's go inside where we have a little privacy. We'll get some refreshments and we'll chat about this. And I'll make some really great muffins. You can have some of them.
Okay, guys, take my word for it. Go. Let's go. The muffins are worth it. Moistest muffins in the galaxy.
In the galaxy.
So as the group sort of walks off to go have this conversation, there's a moment where Reese stops and sort of looks back at the way that the woman went with Cherie. And he just sort of furrows his brow for a moment and then turns back around and keeps walking after everyone.
Ilar would just stand there and look like he wants to do something, but is choosing not to.
All right. So we follow everybody into a private little room within the temple, and you're all sitting around a table. Essek managed to be smart enough to follow Verita in.
Oh, yeah. Come on, darling. You sit right there. I'll get you some sweet tea. And Verita disappears for a minute, and she comes back with a tray of tea and muffins and says, here's my famous sweet tea named after my little boy, Tazi. And these are called Nathan's Muffins. They're made after a really awesome guy that I knew, and he gave me a great muffin recipe. So
Dalek steps forward eagerly and grabs a couple of the muffins and a thing of tea. This is back down.
Here, everybody, eat up, and I'll tell you the story the best that I know it, but I don't know it all that well. But this is my husband here, and he's escaped mind control from these witches, and we're going to kill them. Because they're trying to control him again. They're Dathomirian witches. Now, I've never met one, but nobody's controlling somebody I love, so they have to go.
Everybody make a lore check except for Rita, because you already know a little bit about him. Just average, so it's just a two.
One success.
Successes, two successes and one advantage.
Two successes and one threat.
3 successes, 1 threat.
Okay. The Dathomirian witches are a sect that lives on the planet Dathomir, and they are known to use the dark side of the Force and mix it with sorcery. And the sorcery generally comes from an Ichor that is on their planet. And those of you that have threats are a little disturbed by that, because it's not natural.
So wait a second. We're going to go after a bunch of Force
dark
witches.
Force users.
Are they here?
I don't know, but we'll have to find out.
I'm sorry, but I'm assuming if you want to be going after dark Force witches, I bet you probably have some light Force users.
No, I mean...
Ilar.
As far as I know... I'm sorry. Please continue.
Mandalorians have a history with the dark side of the Force. Normally I charge for the services of my blade, but I'll do this one for free.
Well, aren't you just a breath of fresh air? Why, thank you. You saved the day once, and look at this. See, we don't need any Force users. We have a Mandalorian.
How can I... I assume you want me to fly?
Well, that will be great. I mean, I do know a little bit about flying, but not like you.
You also don't have a ship.
Well, that's true, too, but...
Uh-huh. Are you bringing more muffins?
I will bring all the muffins.
All right. You got yourself a pilot.
Right.
The ship. How about you two? I could use some repairs. I mean, the hull plating's intact, but the computer still needs some work. If we run into any trouble, the shields will be down unless somebody fixes it.
Let me guess. There's no ships going to Ryloth from here, are there?
Not directly. Take a trip there afterwards.
I can look at their computer systems. Could probably fix them up good.
I've got a condition.
Well, I don't have a medical droid or anything on board.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about components for, explosives.
Well, I don't have any, but I know this droid, he kind of runs Junkport Station.
Works for me.
I haven't seen him in a couple years, but...
Works for me.
All right.
We have explosives and everything? Sounds like we're going on a real mission, just like the old days. Not that I went on them with you, but... Well, I've been stuck on this planet for a while, and it's getting kind of boring, so...
Is Essek coming with us? I think that would be what most people call bad.
Yeah, I think he'd be a liability. No offense, honey.
I'm going to kind of lean into the Twi'leks and say, this is boring?
I have no idea.
I don't know either, man. I mean, yeah, I don't know about it. This Essek is coming with us.
Nothing a good airlock couldn't solve.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it comes down to it.
Essek, I think you should stay with Darla. Stay here, because if your eyes go all crazy, I don't want you shooting me and, like, any of my new friends.
Near. They control.
They have to be near you?
Yeah.
They're here, then.
Close.
Maybe we brought one in on the latest run.
Within... systems. And he's holding up like 10 fingers. Dathomir, go. We.
No.
We.
You stay, darling.
Go.
Bye-bye.
You know, not free.
I'd like to spend a light side point to...
Okay.
And Dal kind of reaches into a little satchel hanging on his right hip. He kind of rummages around. And when Essek's not looking, walks up behind him and kind of claps him on the back, like right up where his shirt rides down below his neck, and hits him with a trank pack. Don't. No, I catch him as he crumples. Stay.
Well, that was a little excessive, don't you think?
I can wake him back up and you can continue this argument until... He takes a muffin until that last muffin gets stale.
Verita goes up and gives him a kiss on the forehead. Says, bye, darling. We'll take care of those bitches. I mean, witches.
So we're leaving now, then.
Yeah, do we need anything on the planet here? I should load up there. I've met a lot of nice people here. They really like my bacon, too.
He takes the other muffin. We may need some food.
That's not a problem.
We just brought a dozen people back, so they kind of cleaned me out of most of my provisions.
Yeah, we'll have some loaded right on the ship.
Excellent. Do you three need anything?
Are we planning on wiping out the entire planet?
I don't really have the firepower for that, so I was kind of hoping you knew where we were going.
Oh, yeah.
Other than Dathomir?
No, I don't have any ideas.
Oh.
I don't even know what to look for, I'll be honest.
Well, I would guess that they're Dathomirian and female.
So Rhys just sort of like points at Essek. Are we going to need him for that?
Would we use some sort of mining monkey lizard?
Precisely.
I just bought one of them. They are not cheap.
They're horrid things.
Do you realize
they poop all over and shed everywhere?
No, I thought they made good companions.
Oh, I'm glad we're leaving this planet then. I wouldn't be able to be stuck on this planet with one.
Uh-huh. I'll have to call Sweet Tea and see if his is pooping everywhere. I guess you could probably put a diaper on it.
Yeah, some people do that. I've seen the Coruscanti people do that. It's really kind of disgusting looking, actually.
I'm sorry, can I ask you a question, please?
Yeah, go
ahead. Who is this Sweet Tea? What is this?
That's my son, Tazi. He's the captain of the Crylet's Fang, and he's just a wonderful little boy. And he just met a girl, and I'm hoping for a grandbaby. I got a picture of him. Hold on a second.
Oh,
Look at this.
All right.
And it's a picture of a little naked Duros, like carrying a little blanket. Like, here he is with a little boy. Look at him.
That's very nice. Yes, your naked son.
I mean, when they're little, it's not like it's, you know.
Oh, no, it's
not weird or anything. He's a baby. Like, well, not baby.
Do you have anything a little more current?
Yeah.
Clothes on.
And there is a selfie of Tazi and Verita, and he just looks like he wants to shoot himself in the head. And there's Verita with this big-ass smile on her face.
He looks like a happy fellow.
Yeah, that was right after I made him clean the bathroom. And the
It's a very nice picture, ma'am.
Thank you. He's such a handsome boy.
I was very confused there for a moment because I thought that must have been a very precocious child.
So do we want to bring him? I mean, I don't want him to die by accident. Like, he's very vulnerable and we have to protect him.
Sounds like we might need him.
Well, if they can control him from 10 systems away, it doesn't really narrow anything down. I mean, do his eyes glow brighter when he's closer, or does he make beeping noises?
He can make beeping noises if you ask him nicely.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's a droid or anything, but I mean, how are we going to use him to detect these witches?
I guess we're just going to have to ask him when we wake him up.
Well, you did say earlier, bait.
I mean, I did say bait, and I hate to say that, but...
Okay, so now you want him to come after I just wasted 25 credits on a trank pack. He reaches over and takes it off Essek's neck. This is getting more and more expensive as we go. He's going to wake up in about 5 or 10 minutes with a massive headache, which I think he already had since he's been clutching at his skull the entire time we've been here.
All right, should we take any precautions?
Maybe tie him up, keep him away from your gun, keep Darla away from him. Does he have these homicidal tendencies often?
Not that I remember, but I mean, he did kill a bunch of people at one point, but like I said, he was under their control.
So, he killed a bunch of people, and when he's under their control, he kills more people, and we're going to take him on the ship. This is... Yeah. You said you had more muffins?
I have a lot more muffins.
Alright, well, I'm not okay with this, but you're paying.
Alright, let's do this. And I thank each and every one of you for... coming along on this trip and helping. Like, he didn't deserve this. He's a good man, and those witches.
Well, I'm kind of familiar with, you know, good men getting hung for the wrong thing, so... What say you guys?
I've already offered my services.
Well...
Yes, I'll give you the intro to the explosive droid. He's not an explosive droid. He's kind of a fixer type thing.
If we get what we need, then we'll do what we need to do.
Agreed, and I'll have a look at your systems as well.
All right.
We're all going to either die or it'll all work out in the end. No worries.
I like option B better.
Yeah, that might be a C and a D in there, too.
I'm definitely okay with the whole not dying part. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm just not on board with plan A.
Yeah, and I don't want to be one of their monsters either, be under their control. Can you imagine the things they might make me do?
Bake a bunch of delicious muffins.
Oh, that I like.
But her eyes aren't glowing, so we're okay.
Okay.
They could be muffins of death.
Right, the muffins will probably be poisoned.
Certainly.
Not my muffins.
Well, if you were being controlled.
Oh, I mean,
they would be the most murderous muffins of the galaxy.
All right, so I'm going to get Darla. We'll load him in, and I'll get everything we need, the extra food you guys need, some muffins, some drinks. You know, we got it.
The usual, yeah. All right. Hey, Ilar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Why don't we get started on that? We got a little, probably an hour's worth of work before, but they won't be ready to load in that time. Don't worry. And as they're walking away, Verita might hear this, might not. She'll bake the muffins. They'll be wonderful, but she's not really quick at doing them.
You know, I didn't get any of that last batch.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Because you want to know what, darling? Quick is not always the best.
Oh, Jesus,
she heard you.
Oh, criff.
Is she like, did she hear everything?
Yeah, it's that damn Derosian hearing.
Reese gets up after Ilar and Dal leave, and he goes to find Darla.
Okay.
So he comes in, and he knocks on the door.
And she opens the door. Well, what can I do for you?
I have a favor to ask.
Oh, do tell.
Can you keep an eye on Shiri for me while I'm gone?
Oh, Tassara and her have become good friends. She'll take way better care of her than I ever could.
What do you know about her?
This used to be her home. Until the, shall we say, forces that are very narrow-minded came in and destroyed them.
And she's trustworthy?
Oh, absolutely. She has a special connection with this place.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And he leaves.
The door shuts, and the camera pans to, I'm assuming, everybody getting on the ship, unless there's anything else you guys want to do.
I'd actually go see Reese when he got back on the ship.
Okay.
Make a point.
So there's like a little montage with, you know, V baking furiously, and Ilar and Dal working on his ship. You know, Dal's underneath a console, Ilar's typing away on top. There's like a spark, and Dal's comes out, like, you can see him swearing. And finally, everybody just kind of gets together on the ship.
Okay. And then you guys leave atmosphere, and then Ilar and Reese are left alone in the back while you're working on stuff.
Ilar's on his data pad, just checking some of the changes that they made, making sure everything's running smoothly, just how he likes to set things up. And Reese would come in and, oh, Reese, how did it go?
Better than expected, I think. They seem trustworthy.
Did you see her?
No.
They already took her away?
It's probably for the best. It's going to be hard enough goodbye without the waterworks.
How are you going to be? How are you going to get through this?
I'll be fine. I've got my work.
Well, really, I mean, I know you know this, but anything you need, anything I can do. I'm behind you, Reese, 100%.
I know. Well then, let's get to it.
Camera pans over to the cockpit. Where are you programming the ship to go?
Dathomir.
All right.
You see Dal just kind of looking at his computer, and it's blinking up, you know, Dathomir, you know, hyperdrive ready. He's just sitting there staring at it. He looks over, and V's in the co-pilot seat.
Are you really sure this is what we want to do?
I don't think there's any other choice. I mean, we'll go there, and we'll figure it out.
Hey, maybe we could hire some bounty hunters.
We have one with us, don't we?
I don't know if he's a bounty hunter. I mean, he's a Mandalorian, but did you see his armor?
Yeah, it looked pretty official.
It's grayed out.
I don't know what that means.
From what I understand, it means he's clanless.
Well, he's part of our clan now, so he's not clanless anymore.
Well,
And Dal just reaches over and hits the hyperdrive lever, and...
All right, so you guys have, you know, time on the ship. Is there anything you guys are going to be doing on the ship?
Verita would like to make some comfy manacles for her husband there that aren't going to hurt him too much, but I think it's the thing to do to...
Don't worry, I've got a spare set of those.
Really?
They're Wookiee fur lined.
That's your thing, huh?
Well, I knew this girl.
All right, let's say it. So you're going to wear Wookiee manacles, honey?
No, they're not... those are Wookiee manacles. These are the manacles that are Wookiee fur lined.
They smell like powder.
Well, you don't want them smelling like wet Wookiee, do you?
Oh, I guess not.
I mean, you can't get that smell out of a ship no matter how hard you try. The only thing worse than that is glitter.
Glitter sticks to everything. It's so hard to get
off. Oh, it so does. You never get rid of that.
No, not at all.
Anyway, here you go.
All right, Listen, honey, I'm sorry, but, like, we gotta make sure the rest of our safe, so I'm gonna put these on you. Now, don't think anything special's happening. You get it.
Yeah. He holds his hands out.
Okay, she'll put the manacles.
And then he walks towards the back, and the camera kind of follows him, and he actually walks up. What is Reese doing right now?
So, Reese is sitting in the kitchen area with a data pad, and he's actually looking over schematics for what looks like an improvised device of some sort. And I think Yas is there in the room just sort of, and has just sort of seen what he's looking at.
Essek walks up to the U2 and he looks down at what you're looking at.
Old, bad.
What?
He's pointing towards the electronics. And he points at himself.
Better make.
Reese kind of looks up at Yas and is... There's a moment of like, really? Does this guy know what he's talking about? And then you see just the barest shrug. And he kind of looks back at Essek.
Flip over a dark side point for me. You kind of look at each other. Essek walks over to part of the kitchen and pulls out some tools and starts taking apart part of the kitchen. And starts showing you electronic parts. And he's pointing at it. He's like,
connect, wire, timer, better.
I don't think we should be letting him do this.
I don't know. This is actually kind of brilliant. Here. And so Reese actually hands him the data pad and gives him like a stylus and sort of brings up the note-taking function and just like lets him work and show him how to do it. And Reese looks incredibly impressed and then sort of just looks back over at Yas and shrugs.
As he starts drawing out components and stuff, he has quite a bit of mechanical knowledge, and it's odd because he's starting to talk about different components in here that he can take and teach you how to make timers and different things for explosives. And he does leave the section that he took apart just hanging by the wires, just dangling there.
You think Dal is going to be upset about this?
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
Would I be able to recognize what this schematic is by looking at it?
Based on the conversation they're kind of having as he's going over it, it's really hard to understand Essek because it's a lot of broken speech.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just telling you different schematics with timers and proximity sensors and different things like that to make explosives. And at one point, he even talks to you about how to improve the stove to make it more efficient.
So, why do you need an explosive like this?
You ever been to Ryloth?
I haven't.
Well, yeah, then I guess yes. You wouldn't understand. Really?
Yes. Ground, under, go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surface, creatures, eat.
Yeah. What'd you do there?
He actually kind of looks down and...
Lost. Ship. Deveronian. Stalled.
Huh. Deveronians, I've never known a good... Well...
Dead.
Oh, excellent. Friend of yours?
No.
Well, let's just say that Ryloth might need a little bit of sparking soon if it's going to remain a place that I'd want to be.
I've seen worlds burn before. It's not a pretty sight.
Well, the plan is to burn out the infection. We'll save the rest for ourselves.
Fair enough.
And camera fades away.
At one point, there's definitely a scene where you hear, "Oh my galaxies, look at this kitchen! Look at this stove and these countertops! I am never leaving this ship!"
Oh, yeah, I paid a lot for the... What the criff? Who the... Oh my... I don't know the words.
It was the Duros.
Dal looks at Verita, then looks back towards where Essek is.
That's getting added to your bill.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's handcuffed.
Uh-huh. And you're telling me he can't do anything with his hands cuffed?
And Verita just...
With those handcuffs, they're all... You know, I'm not going to list the number of things that I've done in those hands. You know what? It'll be on your bill.
I won't argue with that.
All right. Anything else you guys want to do on the trip there? All right. And then we cut to the ship coming out of hyperspace over Dathomir. The bright red planet that is around a bright red sun. So everything is cast in a red light.
You know something? I never really looked up this planet, like if it was safe for us to walk on or anything like that, or anything about it, actually.
It has a breathable atmosphere.
Oh, I'm glad somebody did their homework.
Yeah, well, I dropped somebody here once, and then swore I'd never come back. So thanks for that.
Look at you breaking all your own rules.
Which it's a good thing you've been here, because you know that you know a location of a village. You have no idea where the Dathomirian witches are, but you know a village that could possibly help.
I know a place where we can go. It's where I dropped those people off. It's a bit of a walk from where we can land, but they might help us. And if not, we can just tie along a rope to Essek and wander around till he makes beeping noises.
I mean, we could do that. But his beep, it's not so good, so let's try the village first.
All right. You realize I was joking about the leash thing, right?
I mean, it figured if you had handcuffs, you had a leash, too. It only makes sense.
So we're about to land now. And he looks really busy landing the ship. And Verita and anyone who knows anything about ships knows that the computer's doing most of the work. And like any pilot, he's just making it look good.
Okay. You guys land outside a little village. And you notice that Essek doesn't seem to get any worse. He's uncomfortable. He's looking around nervous, but his eyes don't turn green or anything strange.
I never asked you. Do you know where these witches are?
No. Never saw.
How do they get a hold of your brain?
Force.
Figures. All right, then. Let's do this.
So you guys land just outside a village, and it's what you guys would kind of describe as a primitive village. A lot of wooden houses and wooden structures. There's not a lot of metal. Not a lot of communication towers that you see in other places. You notice that there's a little wooden wall that's been built around the village. You know it wouldn't really stand up too much. A blaster's going to tear it apart. It's mostly here to keep out animals and other critters. And you have to go through a set of gates to actually get in there. So what would you like to do?
Have you been to this village before? Do you want to get us in there, or you want me to?
It's been a few years, but the headman I knew here was named Andril. I don't know if he's still around. We can check.
Yeah, one way to find out.
We wander into town.
Okay.
I mean, it's a small village. It looks more like it's made of huts and straw than anything else.
Yep.
So we look like
absolutely.
We look like a heavily armed group of individuals. Yeah.
Okay. You guys get walking into the village, make some perception checks. Actually, we'll just make one group perception check. It's going to be two purple dice is your difficulty.
I had two threats and four successes.
Okay. You guys all see that as you're walking through the village, you guys have very obviously been spotted because you have a ship that just flew in and didn't try to do it stealthy. And they are all in the shadows around in the huts, kind of following you guys. They're not actually coming out to talk to you. And you can see that they have, you know, various weapons in their hands. Mostly clubs and sticks and stabs. Nothing too threatening. And you guys get to the center of the town. And you see a large Zabarak male come out. He's got various tattoos on his face. So he's got yellow streaks mixed in with the black. And he's got taller horns than the other people. Because you start to see them come out as they notice you guys walk into the center of town.
Andril, it's good to see you. I'm glad to see you're still in charge of this place.
Why did you bring them here?
Well, to be completely honest, she paid me.
And Andril looks to the Duro.
Well, hi. I need their help. And I need your help if I could, too. So we're on the hunt here for some... I'll just be completely honest with you. So my husband over here, these witches are taking...
You bore me. Get to the point.
I bore you? Well, I'm trying to tell you the story. These witches...
I am not a youngling. I do not need stories. Get to the point.
You are quite rude. My husband was taken control by these witches that are here, and I need to find them.
Witches?
Witches.
You're the only one I know on the planet. I was hoping you'd maybe point us in the right direction.
You brought her here to see the sisters. You know how we feel about outsiders.
I know. Okay, she's paying me a lot of money, and he holds out a plate. These muffins are really good.
Andrel smacks the plate out of your hand.
Look, we'll leave. Just tell us which direction to go. And we were never here.
I owe you nothing. I owe them nothing. If they want the information, you know the price.
Name your champion.
Do I need name the champion?
There will need to be combat to prove whether or not we are worthy of their help.
Yas's hand goes to his sword.
This is not safe combat. I just want you to know.
Is there such a thing?
The last time I was here needed something serious. I had to kill his father in combat to get it done. That's why he's so warm and fuzzy towards me. It's to the death.
Make your decision. We will ready the ring. And Andril walks off toward the rear of the village.
And this episode's Patreon backer is my mom. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Chris's mom. We really appreciate your support. Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing game system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. Hey, interact with us on social media. You know you want to. We're at Facebook and Twitter at Redemption Pod. We have an Instagram account, Redemption Podcast, and the website, redemptionpodcast.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcaster of choice. These reviews really help people find the show. And if you like us, please consider donating to our Patreon. We're never going to charge for the game. We do this because we enjoy it, and we enjoy telling a great story. But if you want to kind of donate to help us out, I mean, hey, it got Nate a new microphone. You can find us at patreon.com/redemption.